The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program.
Today's show takes us back to November 1985.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you here. On her right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom.
And on Wallace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science at Oakland University, formerly of this institution here,
sure,
University
sure.
of Detroit, Professor John Klemanski.
Happy to be here, Ed.
Happy to have you here. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you receive an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you don't stump the panel, you get the photographed autograph and the bumper sticker and the
assorted goodies.
The loathing and hatred of all of your friends
true.
And associates.
That's true, too,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. On our last program, we were just starting a set of questions from George Tasich of Troy, Michigan.
Right.
And we'll just pick right up where we left off. There were 25 questions altogether on various subjects. And
I think we had gotten all of
you've
them.
You've gotten
correctly.
The first five. That's right.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we'll pick up with number six. What was the original name of the Girl Scouts?
It wasn't the Campfire Girls, because
no,
they still exist. It was
that's
the
right.
Girl Guys.
That's right.
Girl Guys.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Girl Guys?
Guys.
G-Y-D-E-S.
I see.
It's
okay.
What they're still called in England, I think. Charles E. Weller is best known for a single sentence he created. What was it?
The Quick Brown Fox.
Some
that's
palindrome.
Very close.
Oh.
Is it a palindrome?
It's the famous typing exercise.
It's not the quick
brown. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Is that right?
Not
party.
Country. Party.
Party.
That's it. That's it.
You two
that's
never
typing
took
exercise?
Typing,
no, but
did
that
you?
Doesn't have. Now it's
doesn't have.
Does he?
Doesn't have a Z.
That's right.
That has nothing to do with the sentence.
Well, that's why the other one has all
you know
the letters.
You know what a typing yes. exercise means? It means you hit
all
the letters at least once, Wallace.
But I mean, you don't need the Z. How often does one use a word that has Z in it? You see, you can't think of one. Next question.
Don't
quickly.
Be xenophobic.
Zero. I use it all the time.
we have
say,
a,
oh.
This doesn't have an X in it either.
O is no. the letter. No. Zero is the number.
See, other
it's
than
got a lot
X-ray,
of A's
when
and
do
R's.
You use X?
All right. What is the most popular first name in the world?
Anne.
No.
Mary.
No.
Was it a male or female?
It's male.
William.
Oh, Mohammed.
That's right.
Mohammed.
That's right.
See how culturally bound we were?
Yes, yes.
We all came out with English names.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who that's was, probably not even true either. I mean, you got all those Chinese
it's
people.
Probably
right.
Wofat Zing, or yeah. something like that.
Let's go on.
See how culturally bound we were?
Yes. Who was Barbara Streisand's first choice as her co-star in the 1976 remake of the movie A Star Is Born?
First choice.
Yes.
Obviously one who did not
get
do the movie.
The
is it a singer? What
yes.
did he sing?
Neil Diamond.
No.
Is it a
because he's
a singer.
Chris
it's
Christopherson.
A singer. That's right.
Harry Como.
No.
Klemanski.
that may
see.
Be one of the
John
funniest
Denver.
Things I've ever heard.
let's see.
No.
Obviously a younger
no.
singer.
No.
Very, very renowned.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
Popular singer.
George Burns.
No.
Singer Klemanski.
He's now
sings.
Dead.
He sings.
Died about the
Elvis.
Age. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Presley.
Yes.
No Z.
Was he still alive then?
He must have been.
No, there was going to
no
be a Star Is Born, a Star Is Reborn.
Yes.
Born again.
That was a dumb question on my part.
It really was.
It
one of your
really
dumber
was.
Who was...
Thank
in the top
Klemanski.
5 to 10.
Who was Johnny Carson's first guest when he took over The Tonight Show on October 1st, 1962?
Jack Parr.
No.
Steve Allen.
No.
Groucho Marx.
That's right. Groucho oh. Marx.
You are so good,
Marx.
Mary Jo.
She's really coming out.
Did you see that show?
And I've never forgotten.
The famous advertisement,
messenger.
The famous advertisement, Gable's back and Garson's got him, was used for what 1945 film?
It was a film in which Clark Gable and Vera Garson starred.
Right.
Right. All right, now I've given you ample hints here.
Madame Curie.
No, it was not Madame Curie.
No. Vera Garson was in
that. She was in that, but that was before 45, and Clark Gable
was. Did it have
wasn't.
Something but splendor in the...
No, it had a one-word title.
A one-word title.
In the during what year?
1945.
Return.
No.
Rebecca.
No. No, it's, let's see.
Gable and Garson.
It begins the letter A.
A.
Yes.
Abandoned.
No. And it connotes all kinds of things like excitement and romance. All kinds of amazing things happening to a person.
WC3.
WC3.
That is terrible.
Oh. Yeah. I can't.
It's
I
true.
Can't come up
amazing,
with
it. Incredible.
Astonishing.
Incredible.
Astronomical.
Ad
hoc.
Ad.
Nauseous.
Add on.
Ad.
Ad. Ad.
What is the season that comes before Christmas in a liturgical calendar?
Ad fall.
Advent.
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 Venture.
Adventure. Yes.
We got it.
Yes.
And he only had to give us two out of the three syllables.
Just add it up.
You're doing worse than you.
That's good.
We really are hot today.
I tell you.
Give us a third for that one.
Yes, I think we'll have to be honest there.
We got the third.
You get a third for that. What presidential candidate in 1920 ran his campaign from prison and received nearly 1 million votes?
Norman Thomas.
No,
1920. Oh, Debs.
Debs, that's right.
Eugene V.
He
Debs.
Was in jail.
Yeah.
For what?
For being a socialist.
Yes, sedition.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
What was the first ABC TV series to be rated number one for an entire season?
I don't know.
Dallas.
No.
ABC.
It's got to be in the 50s or something.
No,
right?
It was 1970 to 71.
Oh, they weren't doing very well, were they?
No.
70 and 71.
But it started, it resurrected the doctor shows.
I hate the show. I don't even know what it was.
Oh, Welby.
That's right.
Marcus
Dr.
Welby.
Welby.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
M.D. or D.O. or probably.
No, M.D. Marcus Welby, M.D.
Dark with Marcus a halo Welby. And
D.O.
wings. With a halo
DVM.
And wings.
Yes.
What song was the band playing when the Titanic was sinking?
Nearer My God to Thee.
No.
I could have danced all night.
I'm thinking it's a. Is it a happy song?
No, it was a hymn.
Nearer My God.
No, that's
Ringing in
that's
the Sheaves or something, or Amazing Grace or something. Like
it's
that.
One of the seasons.
Fall.
That's close enough.
Sink.
Autumn.
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 It was playing autumn.
Yes.
Well, now I always thought that they were playing
Nearer My God
to Thee. Yes.
They should have done something a little peppier or something.
There's a hymn.
My ship has come in or something.
When the roll is called Up Yonder.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Identify the following. It was insured for $140,000. Since Silverman, founder of Variety, gave it its nickname, or Syme Silverman, founder of Variety, gave it its nickname, and it measured 2 5/8 inches from head to tip. What was this
The Hope
thing?
Diamond.
No.
Was it a gem?
Well.
Jewel?
Somebody probably thought so, but.
Oh.
Insured for $140,000.
That's not very much, really.
A showman, remember, founder of Variety, gave it its nickname.
An Oscar.
And it measured 2 5/8 inches from head to tip.
From head to tip.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Is it like a cartoon character?
No.
Is it some memorabilia of some...
No, it's a part of the body.
It's a part of the body.
The nose.
That's right.
Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante's nose. That's right. What was the working title of Hugh Hefner's Playboy magazine before it made its debut in December 1953?
It didn't exist.
Yes, there was one.
Oh.
One can certainly say he went quite a distance from what his original idea was.
It's probably some literary...
Reader's Digest.
I'll have to give this to you. It was Stag Party.
Stag Party.
Yeah.
He didn't go too far.
Well,
no.
The one began in a bowling alley, and
that's true.
The other at least
began somewhere else.
That's right.
I don't get it.
Which actress won the top prize on the TV quiz show, the $64,000 question, by answering questions on Shakespeare?
Barbara Feldon.
That's right. That's right.
She was already an actress, or she?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
It was a fake.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they did have some trouble.
Yes, they did.
They gave the answers.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was
to certain people.
That was the trouble.
They did. They gave them all those books.
Yes.
Said, read these books yes. by next week.
No, they
gave also
them gave, questions
gave the
and
answers,
answers
to the big money
That's
winners.
That's why it went off the air.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Who was the only U.S. president to serve as a member of the Congress of the Confederate States?
I wonder who that was.
He did that before or after?
After.
After. Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Then it must have been Johnson.
Tyler.
No, Tyler.
Well, he came back Zank. As a... That Zank. Was very good, command.
Thank you.
Vinko Bogataj has been yes. seen once a week on ABC TV for several years.
Yeah.
What does he do?
The way you talked about this, Janet.
Really?
No,
I just Vinko. Knew that he knew the
no,
answer.
I, no, I
Oh.
Vinko Bogataj.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a man.
Yes.
Okay. He does commercials.
Nope.
He does promos.
Well,
he's on a show.
He's.
He does the weather.
No, he's. He's. The promos and show are close.
He's on a show in which promos are done. He's on a promo in which shows are done.
I have to give this to you. He is the skier shown going off the side of the ski jump in the introduction to Wide World of Sports.
He's the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He spills.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that show still on?
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
I don't know.
But I'm sure it's very good.
I'm certain it
no,
is.
No, you're not.
Yes. But doesn't meet up to the standards of Invasion USA, does it?
Which could be on at the same time.
Yes,
that's why he's never
yes.
seen it.
What future politician scored the only touchdown for Harvard when they played Yale in 1955?
Whizzer White.
No.
John Kennedy.
It's one of the Kennedys.
Robert.
No.
Teddy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say he probably cheated on the touchdown.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is very, 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 very bad.
Remember that? Yes.
Yeah.
Who were the only, and there were three of them, left-handed presidents?
Garfield.
Yes.
Gerry Ford.
Yes.
Gerry Ford. And much earlier one?
No, very outspoken 20th century Democrat.
Outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt.
Nope.
20th century
Even
Democrat.
More outspoken than Roosevelt.
And Teddy Roosevelt?
Oh, Harry Truman.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was he left-handed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give him heck, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ernest Hemingway once wrote that a man must do four things in his life to demonstrate his manhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What were they?
You got to fight
he
a
must
bull.
Have yes. a son.
Yes.
Have a son.
Yes. Fight a bull.
Shave.
No. No.
Let's see.
Get divorced.
No.
Okay.
No.
That one.
No.
Own property?
Well, that's close. You have to do something on property.
Own a mule.
Build a house.
Not build a house.
Buy a house.
Farm the land.
It's close to farming.
Dig a ditch.
You got to dig something, then put something in.
Dig a well.
Plant a tree.
Plant a tree.
Oh.
Plant a tree.
Plant a tree. We got three.
And the
now
fourth
we got
one. A fourth one.
Oh, manly. Think manly here.
I never heard of the first three.
You realize none of
Go
us
fishing.
Has done any of these Jeez. Things.
No, that is sad, isn't it?
Did he do
Think
all
of the poor
things?
Man that's
well,
had
I'm
all
sure
daughters.
He did.
Move to Ohio.
No, or, not move to Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, it's Idaho.
That's a real
Fight
test
in
of manhood. No, what?
Fight in a war?
No, it's what he did for
I
a living.
I did that.
Write a book.
Write a book.
Come on.
I know. Well,
you wrote one just recently.
That's true.
But he's got a plan to have a son. And
Yeah, I'm still fighting the book.
I wrote
We're fighting
one,
the bull.
And DeWitt Olay. Has written several.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but if you write more than one book, you don't have to fight the bull.
Trouble is, DeWitt, you never planted a tree because, That's I mean, true. Spewing grass seeds around just doesn't count.
That's true. That's
it's
true.
Close.
That's, well, you know. What is the largest city in population south of the equator?
That lets out Mexico City.
It certainly does.
It must
South
be Sao Paulo.
That's right, Sao Paulo. And let's stop like and that. Take a little break here. We'll be back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from November 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months. And thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from November 1985.
All right, we are back with our questions from George Tasich of Troy, Michigan. Only have two more to go here.
Well, good.
Okay.
Can we miss him?
Let's see.
No, don't tell her.
No.
We can't play
that
game.
We can't say.
That's right.
Exactly. Within 10 seconds.
Exactly within 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. Exactly.
This doesn't make any...
Exactly within 10 seconds. Okay.
Is 1 year. That's
oh, 365
days.
4 hours.
No, 6 hours.
Six hours.
No, 5 hours.
19 minutes.
No.
28
and
minutes.
And 59 minutes.
You're getting close.
55 minutes.
A little high.
50 minutes.
That's very close.
49 minutes. 48 minutes. And 19 seconds.
Not 19 seconds.
29.
No.
39.
Nope.
Is it?
12 seconds.
It's more than 39.
48 seconds.
No,
that's close enough.
No, it's 45 seconds.
It's 46 seconds.
Oh, 46
it's
seconds.
Close enough.
What's the whole thing now?
365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds.
And we wasted a good part of that trying to figure that out.
We sure did.
But the important thing is that leap year saves us all.
That's right. That's right.
That's
otherwise,
why we have leap year, you know, Mary.
We'd fall off the earth or something like that.
That's true.
Isn't that it?
Right.
No, it was snow in August.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. How long is a furlong?
20 miles.
No. It's like seven somethings.
Well, that's probably true. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
7 1/7 of a furlong. furlong, we're talking probably about a 16th of a mile. An eighth of a mile.
An eighth of a mile. That's
oh,
right.
Very good.
An eighth of a mile. Very, very good. All right. Let's see the damages here. We have one.
We've got
two.
Them. We only had to miss five.
We got a third and one.
Three,
oh, that's right. That may third. Put
that
us over the top.
Your advent.
You made it. You
we
made
did
it.
We got it's that one third
right.
That we
that's
got.
That's right. Well, we thank Mr. Tasich.
Those were good questions.
You know, I never thought we should have gotten that one third.
You really don't.
Well,
huh?
No.
Well,
really
would it make a difference?
Too bad. We thank Mr. Tasich.
It's not your
and,
decision to make.
He'll be back with some more questions, we hope. And now it is time for Mac Smith from Mendocino County, California.
Haven't we got rid of him yet?
Not yet. We're going to try today.
Finished high
Mac's
school.
Been great.
That's graduated
right.
From
this.
College.
Mac's
real sport
really really
about
terrific
this.
About
yes,
this.
He was 6 years old when he stopped it.
That's right. All right, here we go. Our okay. Mac Smith questions. In 1982, Paul Crutzen
when he wrote these.
Predicted that life on Earth would end as a result of what?
Halley's Comet.
Holocaust.
Well, nuclear...
War.
Think of a
nuclear
season.
Family.
Think of a
oh, the nuclear winter.
The nuclear winter. That's it. Okay. It took 15 years from 1912 to 1927 to control the last outbreak of this disease. It's back again in Florida. It's...
Chicken pox.
No.
Smallpox.
No.
Measles.
No.
Polio. No, that's later.
No, it affects fruit.
It affects fruit.
Fruit
rot.
It's the citrus canker.
Oh. No kidding.
We forgot that.
We forgot that. Mary Jo, I'm really surprised that you didn't get that.
I'm pretty sore about that.
Oh. The sum of the angles of a triangle equals...
The hypotenuse.
The hypotenuse.
How many degrees?
180 degrees.
That's it.
That's Mary Jo's domain.
How many millimeters in a kilometer?
Mary Jo. Lots. Beeswax.
Lots.
Okay, it's
thousand,
something like 1,000 or...
It's more
two,
than that.
10,000.
2,000.
More than that.
100,000.
22,000.
A million.
A million.
You are so far from it.
Yes.
It's a power of 10.
Yes. What is... Oh, my gosh. What is dichlorodiphenol... Hold it. Dichlorodiphenyl trichlorothane.
DDT.
Probably
that's
water.
Right.
Oh,
DDT.
Okay.
No, Mary Jo.
Dichlorodiphenyl trichlorothane.
Okay. It's the way, you know, it was the way he emphasized it.
What crystals are used for seeding rain clouds?
Salt.
Well,
sodium dilithium.
No.
What in the world is sodium dilithium?
He made it up.
Oh, is that right? We see he's in political science, yeah. Don't
it's
we?
Silver iodide.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, sure.
That's caused by that other name.
We'll take a third for that one.
Nitrous oxide is usually called...
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas, that's right. What planets
if your
are...
If dentist doesn't use it, demand it.
Yes. What planets are early to bed, early to rise, and never out at midnight?
What plants?
Planets. Planets.
Early to bed.
Mm-hmm. Early to rise.
The far ones.
Out at midnight.
Those ones that are real far away?
No.
The ones that are real close.
The early to rise. The morning stars and stuff. Venus.
Venus is one.
Mars.
Not Mars.
Jupiter.
Mercury.
Mercury. The Venus, ones that are close.
That's right. That's
did
right.
I say the far ones? I meant the close ones.
You meant the far ones from the end.
Right.
The far ones. Pluto.
Yeah.
The receptors in the eye, which are responsible for color vision.
Cones.
That's right.
Cones.
You got your cones and you got your rods. Cones are for color.
How did he know this?
I don't know.
That's because he wears glasses.
I have had a liberal arts education.
I guess that's it.
Did you go to U of D?
No.
No.
What birds migrate by swimming?
Penguins.
Yes, exactly.
How you like that?
Wow.
What bird weighs less than a penny?
A hummingbird.
That's right.
Less than a penny?
Yes.
Costs less than a penny.
Weighs less than a penny.
How much does a penny weigh? 3 grams.
You would be interested to know if a man said that. A hummingbird weighs less than a penny and can also fly backwards. Did you know that?
Where is the asteroid belt?
Between around Mars and the next one.
Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter, yes. What is 93 million miles
the
away?
The sun.
Yes.
Away from what? You've got to have a reference.
Away from here.
But it could have been away
from
Pluto.
That is very Earthocentric.
That's certainly Earthocentric.
I'm using my liberal arts education again.
Earthocentric.
Sort of.
In your body, there are 206 of these.
Ribs.
Bones.
Ribs.
Ribs. That's in his body.
Wow.
What class
long
of mammals?
Torso.
What class of mammals keep their young in a pouch?
Marsupials. A kangaroo.
That's right.
There's a
North American marsupial, too, that we learned about the other day.
That's right.
That's right.
But
right.
I forgot what it
was. I was going to ask you what it was.
I asked the question.
It was an opossum.
Yes.
I think it was, too.
When solids, such as ice or mothballs, change directly into gas.
Change directions? Yeah.
Change directly
step
into
out of
gas.
The way.
This change of state is called...
A physical change.
No.
It goes from a solid to
it
a gas.
Too, it's not a chemical change.
It's a psychiatric process.
A Freudian change.
Has the same term applied to it.
A schizoid change.
No.
A psychotic
think of a big
change.
Sandwich.
A hot dog.
A long sandwich. With
a
all
hero
kinds
change.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
No.
All kinds
a submarine.
Submarine.
Substantiation. Now think of the other citrus fruit that goes along with lemon.
Lime.
Subliminal.
Sublime.
Sublime. Transformation.
Sublim.
Subliminal.
Metamorphosis. Sublime.
Now make that a noun.
Sublimation.
Yes, sublimation. Very good.
We get 1/3 for that.
We get 2/3.
Two-thirds.
A substance that speeds up a chemical reaction without itself being permanently changed in the process is...
The catalyst.
Enzyme?
Is the catalyst.
Oh, probably
that's
gets
right.
Changed.
Name the catalyst. Russian chemist who invented the periodic table of the elements.
Oh, Lord, we had to learn that thing. Yeah. And everyone had, if you had had Mrs. Susie Perry as your 11th grade chemistry
is it your
teacher.
Intention to go through every teacher you've ever had from
I
beginning
mean,
to end?
I mean, we got a good education.
Medved.
So, well, that's close. It's
like
Mendeleev.
That.
Mendeleev. Very good. Wallace comes through.
That's because I had Mrs. Susie V. Perry,
yes,
and you
right.
all didn't.
That's
well,
right.
We may now learn the name of his dentist. The hardest substance in the human body is what?
The teeth.
The teeth.
Not the teeth. Something connected to the teeth.
The root.
No.
The hardest?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the hardest?
Mm-hmm.
The most difficult to understand?
No, the most difficult
that
to
was
penetrate.
Pitiful.
To penetrate.
Oh. The skull.
No.
I often find that
it has
when
to
I
do
teach.
With teeth.
The gum.
No.
The jaws.
No.
The mouth.
Has to do
the
with
palate.
The teeth.
The
enamel.
The enamel. Oh.
We got it. I got it right
you
under
got
there.
The right same time. Yeah. All right. The world's longest snake is
the anaconda.
Well, I think you're right. The answer I have here is the python.
No,
I think
the anaconda.
Is
they found
much
a longer
longer.
One. Yeah. Yeah. That's old information. Yeah.
What mammal has a gestation period of 624 days?
An elephant.
That's right. That's right.
So you thought it was a whale.
The largest living bird is what?
The ostrich.
That's right. What animal has the largest brain in proportion to its size?
Humans.
No.
Man.
No.
Whales. Dolphins.
No. Them.
Them. Ants?
Ants.
And they haven't done very much with
it. They sure haven't, no.
Ever
keep,
since
they
we
keep getting stepped
them,
on day after day. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but they're moving up from
them,
South America.
In the sewers of Los Angeles, they haven't
That's
done
right.
very much.
They had that one moment of glory.
Right.
The
that
animal
the
with the
then.
Largest brain is...
With James
the
Whitmore.
Animal with the largest brain, period, is...
Whale.
That's right. That's right.
You thought elephant.
No.
My home in Willits, California, is 200 kilometers north of San Francisco. How many miles is 200 kilometers?
About 160.
160.
No, it's less than that.
152.
Less than that.
110.
A little more.
120.
That's close enough. 124.
124.
A kilometer's two-thirds of a mile.
Is that right?
Yeah. 0.6, oh. Yeah, something like that.
What are the where are the islands of Langerhans located?
In your pancreas.
That's right. Who performed the first successful human heart transplant in the United States?
Probably Dr. DeBakey.
DeBakey
no,
or
it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Did Christian
it was in the
Bernard
Texas,
come
out one of those
he
ones?
Might have come
I don't
over.
Know.
He didn't. He
it's
stayed
Dr.
on South
Denton,
Africa.
Dr.
Cooley.
Denton.
Oh.
Cooley.
Cooley. Cooley. That's
yeah.
right.
Cooley.
Do you have a cathode ray tube in your home?
Yes, I do.
And where is it?
Up in my study.
You study it.
I'll accept that. All right.
It's a CRT.
It's
like a computer
TV.
Terminal. Yeah.
Yeah. Where on Earth are the are you farthest from the center? Where
I guess Mount Everest.
Farthest from the center, no.
Why wouldn't it be Mount Everest?
I don't know.
Where on Earth are you farthest from the center of?
The Earth.
Well, maybe it's on one of the poles.
No.
No?
Think of the next thing after poles.
The equator.
The equator.
Ah. Yeah, it's fat in the middle.
That's
right.
Not true.
How many people have walked on the moon?
11.
Almost.
12.
12, that's right. What does a light year measure?
It measures the amount of time that it takes
time,
light
space.
To go for a
time.
Year.
So that tells you how, what about something?
How fast it travels.
No.
How far away.
How far away it is. Yeah.
Right.
Distance.
That's no, right. Light years.
What is the third planet from the sun?
Earth.
Who invented the X-ray?
Rodigen or something.
Rodigen. Yeah.
Reducing the volume of a gas to one half its original volume does what to its pressure?
Doubles it.
That's right. How many pints of blood are there in your body?
Six.
More
12.
Than that. Less than that.
10.
10 is right. And would you believe we still aren't finished with Mac Smith's question?
No, I don't believe it.
So, Mac, we'll come back to you again some week,
right.
Month, year.
Did you see the picture yet or anything?
Or
give
yes.
him one. And
Mac
I think we should
buy him off.
Certainly, yes.
He's gotten everything, right?
I'd like to thank the panel today, though. Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski,
You're
and
welcome.
A special thanks to Mac Smith.
Okay.
And now this word...
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin, a technical director at Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from December 1985.